Hello, everyone. It's Julie Charette-Nunn, Crow's Daughter, and I'm here. It's March 17th, 2020, St. Patrick's Day, and I like to think of this day not as a celebration of St. Patrick so much, but a celebration of the green and the reemergence of the green. I have been pondering and thinking and worrying and listening and just really hunkering down in my little home here on Whidbey Island and thinking about the world and this experience of the challenge of coronavirus and what that means for the world, what that means for humanity, and what that means for the earth. And I've been reading a lot of herbal information about different herbs that are healing for the respiratory system and for viruses and for lungs and for nervous system healing, for calming stress. And I've been taking time to go outside and listen. And I really wanted to come back around to Rose. And of course, the wild rose leaves are just starting to emerge. And that's the time when you can start to smell the rose again, when the leaves start to emerge. And there's something about rose that's quite amazing. And I don't know specifically if wild rose leaf and flower tincture would be beneficial for healing someone who has the experience of the coronavirus. I don't know that, but all I can say is that I use wild rose leaf and flower tincture when I have a cold, and it's healed me. And so I wanted to share about rose. The kind of herbalist I am is a shamanic herbalist. I'm a plants woman. I'm a community herbalist. I'm someone who loves the plants and spends a lot of time outside and listening. And my work with the plants and with people is that I introduce people to plants and I help people to develop intimate relationships with the plants. And by doing that, we get to know the plants intimately. We get to know ourselves more intimately. And we find out what the plants have for us. And from that, we can learn to utilize the plants for nourishment and healing. And so that's where I come from. And I love story medicine. So I love to read about the plants and the way people use them. I love to talk about plants with people. I love to talk about ways that people could heal with plants. I am not so much into this scientific description of what a plant does and all the constituents and the scientific names for things and everything. I'm not so much, that doesn't really resonate for me as something that I gravitate towards. And yet, I really love to read about how people are using the plants. And so that's a little bit of rambling about my work, and I'm going to read an essay I wrote, and this essay probably, I wrote it over 10 years ago, and it's about the wild roses here on our land and my relationship with Rose. Okay, here we go. I am looking forward to the blooming of wild roses this year. Each day making my way down into the yard to check on them. We have lived here on this land for just over 3 years. Actually, it's now about 15 years. When we moved here in December of 2004, so I guess it's coming on 16 years, I remember one of the first things we did was to walk down into the wetland. My husband, Tad, was on this truck to claim the land he had chosen to steward. I was in search of plants. Who lives here? Who lives here? Who lives here? I saw the thickets of thorny bushes, but I didn't yet know for sure they were roses. Around 8 years ago, I discovered a magical place. Let's see, that would be, like 20 years ago. I discovered a magical place on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington where there are acres and acres of wild roses. I began to travel to this place to harvest the blooms in May and June, and then the wild rose hips in October. Year after year, I would make this pilgrimage to commune with Rose, Wildcrafting wild rose blossoms is bewitching. It begins like any other wildcrafting task, asking, listening, thanking, plucking the blooms, sniffing here and there, tasting. But then as I continue, I find myself entering another world. Soon I am mesmerized by this thorny priestess. I am inside the realm of love and beauty. Peace abounds in this space. Loving myself is simple. I mean, this is my experience. Loving myself is simple. Wild Rose tells me tales of how to love, who to love, and how to teach love. The sacred space that beckons me, welcomes me, is difficult to leave. It is soon time for me to stop harvesting so I may get to the ferry before the last boat. Wild Rose is saying, pick me, more and more. I am pulling myself away from her, telling her I will return in fall to harvest her hips. I discover that even after I leave this space between the worlds, I can still travel. I discover that even after I leave this space between the worlds, I can still travel there in feelings and sensations. As spring comes around, our first spring here at our farm, I discover the wild roses. Still, doubt sets in about whether it could possibly be true that I had chosen to live the rest of my life surrounded by the sorcière couverture. I made plans to travel to the peninsula to harvest once again my beautiful blossoms. I returned to the spot where the wild roses spoke so loudly to me, seeking that feeling, craving the realm, hungry for it. The wild roses did speak loudly to me. Then they spoke loudly to me and they startled me. "What are you doing here?" they yelled. "You have roses on your land to harvest. You can harvest a few blossoms here and then you must return to your home and begin your journey there with Wild Rose. I was heartbroken, or I might say that my heart was broken open at that moment. My heart was broken open at that moment. I realized that up until this time, I had to go seeking for love and beauty. I had to leave home to find it. Now I'm being called to a simpler and yet more difficult task, to find love and beauty at my doorstep. A simpler and yet more difficult task, to find love and beauty at my doorstep. This year I am restless to discover what Wild Rose will teach me. Her subtlety, fragrant green leaves have already taken me in. Within her wise teaching, there is more difficulty in peeling away layers, in finding more love for myself, and there is also laughter and singing to come. May it be in beauty. Green blessings, everyone. May peace and healing be present for you, and may this situation happening in the world transform us so that we may find love and beauty at our doorsteps.